From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A Chinese political analyst said on Friday he believes the brewing threats between the U.S. and China do not yet signify a fully blown trade war between the two countries, and that both sides were still sizing one another up. Independent political commentator Zhang Lifan likened the rhetoric between Washington and Beijing to a game of cards where both sides set a price of $50 billion, but now that President Trump is upping the ante to $100 billion. Trump's surprise move on Thursday came a day after Beijing announced plans to tax $50 billion in U.S. products, including soybeans and small aircraft, in response to a U.S. move this week to slap tariffs on $50 billion in Chinese imports. A South Korean court has sentenced ex-President Park Geun-hye to 24 years in prison. Pernell Murdoch has that story.
A lawyer of ex-South Korean President Park Geun-hye has called her sentence of 24 years in prison over corruption very bad and hinted that she would appeal. He says Park's legal team will decide whether to appeal after confirming her willingness. Thousands of Park's supporters have marched near the Seoul court to protest the ruling. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
A Brazilian judge has ordered former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to surrender to authorities in the southern city of Chiribata by Friday afternoon to begin serving a 12-year prison sentence on corruption charges. Da Silva was found guilty last year of taking bribes in the form of major renovations on an oceanfront apartment. This is VOA News. Former South African President Jacob Zuma sat in the dock of a packed courtroom Friday to face corruption charges and emerged defiant, telling supporters that the case against him was politically motivated. Jeff Custer has more.
The case fueled the public anger that finally forced Zuma from power in February, though other scandals hurt him and the ruling African National Congress Party that eventually instructed him to resign. Outside the courthouse, Zuma swayed and sang on a stage before a large group of supporters, many sporting regalia of the ANC party. He told the crowd that he was the victim of a political vendetta. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
German prosecutors say they have ordered the immediate release of ex-Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont after he posted bail amounting to $92,000. The state court in Schlesburg ruled Thursday that Puigdemont can't be extradited for rebellion because the equivalent German law presumes the use of or threat of force sufficient to bend the will of authorities. However, they did rule that Puigdemont can still be extradited on misuse of funds charges. At a UN Security Council meeting Thursday, Russia's UN ambassador, Vasily Nebenzia, claimed that Russia was the victim of a hasty, sloppy, and ill-intentioned defamation campaign by London and its allies. He said he didn't know what to say about the matter, calling it some sort of absurd theater as well as a fake story. Britain has blamed Russia for the March 4th poisoning of Sergei Skripal and his daughter. Moscow has fiercely denied the involvement in the nerve agent attack. Several nations have expelled more than 150 diplomatic envoys from Russia, and the Kremlin has responded in kind. The diplomatic turmoil has hit lows unseen even at the height of the Cold War. Facebook's chief technology officer, Mike Schroffer, will answer questions from British lawmakers on the social media giant's recent data scandal on April 26th. Facebook said Wednesday the personal information of up to 87 million users, mostly in the United States, have been improperly shared with political consultancy Cambridge Analytica, which is up from previous estimates. Virgin Galactic's new spaceship climbed at supersonic speed over California's Mojave Desert Thursday in the company's first powered flight since the fatal crash of its original rocket ship in 2014. The company said the flight of the VSS Unity was a major step forward. The company plans to carry tourists on suborbital hops into lower reaches of the space where they can see the Earth far below and the stars above. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.